You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
We're talking about the actual body, but we're also talking about micro body language, and these are little small things that's happening in our face, so we have to really be mindful of those things too. One great thing just to know is that there's a certain thing in our brain that's called the limbic system. And this limbic system is there in the brain to protect you from danger. It's there to help you be more aware of things that you might feel a little, I don't know about this person, or I don't know about this situation. This limbic system is there to just protect you with the world around you. The great thing is that the limbic system does not lie. It does not allow you to make up a lie. It doesn't allow you to become a liar. All it does is tell the truth. It just tells the truth. So when people are really trying to be or just to lie and not to be truthful, it's really easy once you learn body language, because the limbic system is saying one thing and your body is saying another. So the limbic system is really saying, hey, she's lying, or hey, he's lying, right? Now, one thing that we should understand is, yes, people do have the ability to mask. People can have a poker face. But people have the ability to master, to hide some things, not all things, right? And you have to understand that there are some things that people can have as far as a poker face, but you cannot have a poker body. You cannot have a poker body. The body
So question, Rael, there's no way for somebody to practice the opposite of what they're trying to say with their body? Is it because their brain will automatically do something that either tips off the person that's watching or reveals, so to speak, like their hand? You know, is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can practice a poker face and still, if you're a good reader, what you pick up is that the person is doing something abnormal, right? And it's sort of like a fake smile, right?
Yeah.
If you see us make a fake smile, then you know, hey, that's not real. And most of us already know these tools. We're just not mindful to what they are, because these are natural tools that we pick up way back in the primitive time, before there was actual verbal words, right? These are also tools that we pick up when we have kids. The first thing babies do is speak body language, and we read the body language of the kid, of the child, of the baby. You know, babies, that's how babies communicate, and babies are the most manipulative species ever, because they know, oh, she responded this way when I do this.
Okay. You know what? That is just so, you said the most manipulative. I'm not even going to ask you if you've got the science to back that up. I'm going to let you roll with that statement and just warn our parents. Now, he may have not meant the most. He may have not meant the most. He just meant to let you know that they know that they've wrapped you around their little pinky and they know when they're
doing. Right.
That's what he's trying to say. You know, I break it down. He gives the science and I break it down. He might have been proper lying on that statement, but nonetheless.
Yes. Absolutely.
They come out the womb line, basically.
They come out. And when they figure it out, and they go, oh, okay, well, let me cry, or let me just pout, and then, you know, so yeah, they figure it out. And, but, you know, communication, as we also know, that, you know, the majority of communication is, what, 80% of nonverbal communication, right? So, you know, that's very, very important to understand. And again, it goes back to the primitive days, you know, when we communicated by other things. We had means of writing things on the walls and, you know, making animals and sticks and things like that was ways of how we actually communicated. So what I want to do is try to, within the time that we do have, and we can, you know, continue doing this every once in a while. But what I really want to do is to try to make you experts in observing human behavior and how to observe the world around you. The same way that FBIs and CIA agents, because that's basically what I want to bring to people's attention, that there's a little difference than the Google body language, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I was really taught under an FBI, and it was really important to understand the differences, because I really thought I really knew body language until I got that study, and it was like, oh, okay, I can see the difference. Because what we also have to be more aware of, too, is the context of body language. You know, sometimes you hear people say, well, when you're folding the arms, then this means the person is not interested. But in context, you have to really look and be more mindful to observe the world around you. Now, does this person have their arms folded because they're not interested in what you're saying, or is it because it's really cold in this place, right?
Understood.
So that's really important. Yeah, go ahead.
So there's lots of different reasons that a person may, you know, do something, or may, you know, have a physical gesture of folding the arms, or, you know, even fanning their arm in the air. Maybe they're, you know, swishing off a fly or something. Who knows? What you're saying is, in reference to relationships, if we were trying to find out if a woman or a guy was into us, there's possibly some telltale signs that can help us, or help enlighten us, basically, and give us a better understanding of what one may be saying with their mouth, but that their body is actually telling the truth. So that's it. So basically, the body is the truth teller, and the mouth could, if it's lining up with the body, be corroborating that. If not, the mouth is not the priority of which we should be believing it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, I think this is something that should have been taught in grammar school, in high school. I really think that this should be a requirement, because it's very important. I mean, what I do when I'm in front of somebody, just by the laws of nature, it's a natural instinct with me now, is that I'm listening to your voice, but I'm also listening to your body.
Yeah.
I'm not just listening to your words. And it's, the more you do it, it just
the
comes
better
natural.
You get. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
it just comes natural.
So I'm going to ask you to help some of my sisters and my brothers out there. Can you give us one of the things that we need to know to find out if he's really into us?
Yeah. You know, One thing that I really like to talk about, and as well as relationship expert Joe Navarro, what I learned was that the most important body that tells a lot is our feet.
Wow.
Is our feet. I notice, even if you go on Facebook, you'll see a picture of me on my banner. You'll see my toes up. My toes are facing up when I'm talking. And what it's saying is that I'm very passionate about what I'm saying. When we tell little kids that we're going to amusement park, what's the first thing that they do? When they're so excited, they jump up.
They jump up.
Right?
Yes.
You know, they jump up, and they're so excited, and their hands go up in the air, right? When you see people at a football stadium and there's a touchdown, what do the men do? The hands go up.
Hands
right?
go up, pumping the fist
they
in the
jump
air.
Up, yes. Right? Right?
Yes.
And that's a sign of excitement. That's a sign of I'm really enjoying what I'm doing.
I want to jump in just for a quick half a second. When you were talking about that, it brought to my remembrance when Tom Cruise, jumped on that sofa on Oprah Winfrey's show when he was dating Katie. I can't think of her last name right now. But when he was dating Katie or he was falling in love with her, he physically jumped on top of the sofa. And he couldn't even contain his excitement. And I remember it just, you know, it went viral because we had never seen this cool guy kind of just lose it. Love arrested his arms, his legs, like he was at a football game and had just won $1 billion. Not that he needed any more money at the time, but that's what came to my mind because it was instinctive. She asked about her, and he leaped into the air. And I don't even know if you remember that, but anywho, I just had to tag that in because, you know, I got a lot of my audience probably watched Oprah and or watched Oprah, and so they remember that moment, and it was all like, wow, would love somebody to do that about me.
I totally remember that day. I was actually watching it at that time that it happened. It wasn't like later or on YouTube or something like that. But I was actually watching that episode as it happened. And you're so right, you know. And that's something to look for. And not only looking to see if the person's toe is leaning up somewhat, but if the feet are actually facing you. When we aren't interested, our feet will not face you. And that's just a natural phenomenon. That stimuli tells us a lot about. When you are talking to someone, if you watch someone in court, if you watch someone being questioned, what we do is look at the feet, and the feet will actually aim toward where they want to go. Because if they are being caught in a, you know, situation where they're uncomfortable, they want to escape, and their feet will face the door. Right? And it will not face you. So that's a really good sign when you're having a conversation with someone. Is this person's feet facing me or away from me? Right?
So, again, what if one foot is towards you? And, you know, sometimes you stand,
That's a so-so. That's like, keep talking and see if you can get the other feet facing you.
So the goal becomes, have both feet pointing towards me as well as your eyes looking at me.
Absolutely. Let me tell you another great one, especially for people who are dating and just met someone and you're having a conversation. But you know what? This is also in networking too as well. So if you're at a networking party, right?
Okay.
Now, not only looking at the feet, but I want you to remember this, everyone. When a person is actually articulating with you, this person is very passionate, especially us men, right?
Uh-huh.
If they're very passionate about what they're saying and having this conversation with you, there's no way that a human being have a passionate conversation and do not have the urge. If they don't do it, at least they have the urge. And you as a woman, you will see it in him that he wants to touch while he's talking. Now, we're not talking about invading your space to the point where you feel uncomfortable. But we're talking about where – now, remember, this is not just in relationships, but this is also in networking and business. When a person is really passionate and the person is really interested in you, and in what you are saying, right?
So, wait, Rael. I gotta come in right quick because we women, we have a tendency. Well, I know I do, and a lot of my friends. We're talking. We'll touch your arm. We'll touch your shoulder.
Right.
We'll grab your hand. And I don't know if a man start holding my hand or touching my shoulder every other sentence, or you know, I don't know if I receive that as a man that's interested in me as a, you know, in a relationship, or if he's interested in me being, you know, a good friend.
Yeah. Well, at this particular time, in that moment, what we really want to know is he interested in what's happening in this moment right now?
Okay.
Not whether he wants to be a friend, because remember, this is the first time you're meeting this person, and it's very important to know if this person is into what's happening right now. What
okay.
I'm saying right now, if he's interested, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is he passionate about what he's saying to me, right? Does he
uh-huh.
like talking to me? Does he
okay.
like talking to me? Is he interested? So that every once in a while, lightly touch on your shoulder. Like, for instance, when a guy goes up to a friend of his,
mm-hmm.
boy, or
oh,
women.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about a TV show. What's the woman's TV show? What's the lady's show? Scandal, right?
Yes, let's talk about Scandal, yes.
So you walk up to your girlfriend, and you ask your girlfriend, did she see Scandal last night?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, no. And the first thing you do is get excited
oh,
to
my
want
goodness.
To tell her.
Let me
oh,
tell you
goodness.
What happened.
And what do you do when you say that?
I touch her on her shoulder or her
That's
arm.
Right.
Or I,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's a natural phenomenon. It's a natural instinct.
Yeah.
Because you're so passionate now that you want her to feel what you feel, right?
Yes. It's an extension of my excitement.
Yes. Yes, you want her to feel that excitement, and you want her to feel good. And see, a man, when a man is talking to you, the first thing, us men, real men, we are so interested in pleasing a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing on our mind, is to please you. So that's one of the first things that we think of, pleasing a woman, is to caress her, is to be affectionate with her, is to touch her. Now, yes, we have to be mindful not to do it all the time or as much. But, again, it's something that happens naturally.
Uh-huh.
And we
and you
have
know what?
To be, yeah.
When you were just mentioning that, when you mentioned it in the form of caress her, that
yes.
I can recall when someone would, you know, maybe touch your hand or if it's a business or thing and you extended a handshake, it wasn't as firm as the I do a firm handshake. I like to do that, and if they're interesting, they will shake your hand, and it may linger, not as long as maybe a Trump 2 minute shake. It could linger, and that could be a part of the whole passion conversation. But I'm going to ask you to put a little pin in it so that we can take a mini break. And I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to OMG. I'm Mario, your host of OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. And we do relationship chats once a month where we get an opportunity to keep it real with Brother Rael, or shall I say Dr. Rael. He comes in and he breaks down the why we do what we do, the science behind the situation or the man or the woman. So we're going to take a little short break. And when we come back, I also want to let you know our phone lines are going to be opening soon. Take a minute, write the number down, 347-324-5246. You're going to press 1 if you'd like to come in and ask a question. We'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Welcome back to OMG. I'm Maura Gill. I'm your host, and we do relationship chats once a month called Keeping It Real with Rael. And so my special guest tonight is none other than Dr. Rael Sims, neuroscientist, relationship expert, as well as a relationship coach. And so we'd like to invite you into the conversation if you feel led at some point during this segment. Our phone number is 347-324-5246. You'll press 1 if you're interested in coming in, and as soon as we take a pause, we'll definitely welcome you to the conversation. We're talking today or tonight about body language, the 5 things to know if he or she is into you. And we happen to be on the part about touch. You know, if a person wants to touch you, if they're passionate about a conversation, be it networking, a business event, or if they're interested in you, they should be passionate, is what Brother Rael says. And he said a part of displaying that passion is they would, a man, for example, would want to please a woman or caress or touch her, not violating your space, of course, and not being unprofessional in a networking situation, but that at some point he would want to emphasize or show his interest and passion about the conversation you're having. Did I sum that up correctly, Rael?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you said something about handshaking, too.
Uh-huh.
A good thing, too, is to also, every once in a while, you could just test the handshake. You know, you could say, oh, wow, that is so cool. Thank you so much, and reach your hand out and shake, right? And if a guy is not interested, he's not going to close his hand. When he's talking to you and having a conversation and he shakes your hand, mm-hmm. it's going to be an open shake. He's not really going to close it. He might close it halfway, mm-hmm. but he's not going to grip your hand. He's not going to grip it after that conversation. Yeah, because after the conversation, he's not happy with who he's talking with.
Yeah.
He's not passionate about the person. So he's not going to give you that same grip that he gave you when he first met you.
Because so pay attention to how he shook your hand the first time, because if later or midway through the conversation you go, oh, well, thank you for that piece of information, and you reach out your hand, if the handshake is different, he is being either he's disinterested in what has been said, or he's no longer interested in conversing with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a good nugget. So, Rael, what's the number two on the list? What's the second thing that will help us know if he's really into us or her or him or not?
Well, we tend to mirror. We tend to mirror each other when we're talking. We tend to do the same thing that somebody else is doing. One thing that we do when we are yearning for affection, we actually rub things while we're in a conversation with someone. And we may rub the top of a glass and the circle of the glass, right?
Yeah.
And watch the synchrony of action and see if this person is actually doing the same thing. And most of the time when we're interested, because we walk in sync with each other, and you could watch a couple. Matter of fact, just watch a couple that's in love with each other. They walk in sync, right? When and that's how I can tell if a client walks in for counseling. I can tell if they're out of sync. And you see that everything is opposite. When they sit down, they're not facing each other. When you sit down, this is the number two. This is a good one too. I mean, you know, actually, I'm saying more than one in one, right? There's clusters, right?
Absolutely.
So even though I'm more number two, I'm telling you four of them in number two, right?
Absolutely. Because the mirroring effect can be a pattern of, like you said, touching something. I touch the table, and they touch the table, or. Even I've even seen people. Oh, tell me if this is another out of the sink thing. Like if a guy picks up a cell phone while the woman and the guy are at a restaurant, the woman ends up picking up the cell phone. I've seen this, and I go, oh, she's picking it up because she feels like if you're gonna make somebody who's 100 miles away seem more important than me, then I'm going to do the same. And I see vice versa.
Yeah, they do it exactly. And even a couple will do it. If you're at a restaurant, watch.
Yeah.
Watch what happens.
Yeah, but I'm saying if a guy does it, if they're a couple, that's what I'm saying. If they're a couple and the woman's the guy picks a cell phone, like she may sit for a couple of seconds and then she's going to pick hers up. And I've seen go the other way because as a couple, they're supposed to be out and someone is feeling as if probably you'd rather be with whoever it is that's not in the room than with me. And so sometimes in order to possibly avoid a disagreement, maybe they pick up the phone to occupy themselves so that they don't look like they're alone while somebody's dating their phone at the dinner table. I just think that sometimes is one of those hard ones. And I see the woman just sad by it or the guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, I hope I'm saying it right. I always say it wrong, but it's, I believe it's isopraxism. It's a Greek word, and it means begin, and the praxism, I believe, and that means same. So, and it means same. And it's unconsciously. I mean, we aren't conscious of it. We can't do it on purpose. It's unconscious. I mean, it actually and it scares you when you actually see somebody doing it. You know, it's like, oh my God, they don't realize that they're doing this right now, right? Again, and it goes back to the limbic system too, as well, because it responds and it reacts, and that's the good thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we've got touch. We've got, you know, when they're passionate about a conversation, they'll want to touch, either caress or lightly touch or tap someone to let them know they're engaged in the conversation. We've got mirror, where sometimes they will imitate something that the other person opposite is doing, or their walk could be in sync, or I've seen people have a conversation and the same thing comes out of their mouth at the exact same time. I mean, I know I've done it with my husband sometimes.
Absolutely.
Oh, we were saying the exact same thing. Then sometimes they want to the last one you just said about them what did you call it? ISO something. I can't think of the word.
Praxism. Yes.
Praxism.
Yeah.
Isopraxism.
Praxism. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. You just said it, so I'm not going to try to repeat it. Not at all.
Yeah.
But and also the handshake. You also gave us the clue about the handshake. If a person shakes your hand a certain way when you meet them, there's this interest, this passion, perhaps. And then if you extend your hand again and they grab your hand or hold your hand to shake it, but the form is different, meaning their hand is more open, then it could possibly be yet another telltale sign that they're disinterested or they're no longer, you know, wanting to engage in this conversation, or something that said maybe, you know, they didn't agree with it, or they're like, okay, next, want to move on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I wanted to also just add with that handshake too, when you see sometimes when someone shakes your hand, they turn it upward, and then they put their hand on top and say it's glad to meet you.
Yeah, what is that about?
Right, right. And they are actually opening up, saying you are welcome, you know, and so that's actually letting you know, so far what I feel about you, I feel good. And, you know, and I'm welcoming you in. Because remember, palms up and palms down.
Yes.
So whenever you're asking for something, where's your palm?
Palms up.
Actually. And that's something that we have to always be aware of when somebody is talking too as well. When you see someone talking and they're talking and their palms are always up and everything too, they're asking you to listen. They're asking you to hear you, right?
Mm.
So, yeah.
That's
and remember,
up
is always a good thing. Up is always a good thing. But if somebody's talking to you and they're always like pointing to you and their hands are always down, right? You know, it's like a negative sign. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, we can remember up, because when your bank account goes up, that's a good thing. Oh, goodness. Okay. I'm just trying to give the people something practical too, you know. But you know, up, you can't forget. If your palms are up, you're asking for something. Give me money. Give me your attention. I want you to hear me. I want you to listen to me. I want my salary to go up. You know, those are things to help reiterate that up is a good thing. Now, if your bills go up, that's not necessarily a good thing. So keep all of that in mind. The up that we're referring to. Palms up, meaning you want someone to listen, you want someone to hear you, you want to receive something, it's a good thing. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
All right, so Rael, our time is zipping by, but I would love for you to share another tip with us. And then, of course, we want to let our callers or our listeners know, if you'd like to join this conversation, you can join us at 347-324-5246. That's 347-324-5246. And if you're already on the line and you'd like to join the conversation because you have a question or a comment, we're open to that. All you have to do is press 1 if you're on the line right now. We'd love to hear your feedback And so go ahead, Rael, while we're waiting for.
Have we talked about. Did I lose you?
Oh, there you are. You're back now.
Okay. Did I ever mention just about. Now, this has to do with couples, too, as well. That's already in a relationship, just to make sure that, hey, he's still into me, right?
Okay.
I don't know if we ever mentioned it just by talking about some other topics that we've talked about. You know, when a couple leaves the bed, right, and that couple's going to work first and you're still in the bed, right? You may see this while you're getting ready to go. And if you notice that your significant other leans over to the other side of the bed, this person's body language is actually saying, I miss you. And what they're actually doing is gravitating to your side of the bed to smell your DNA, to smell your immune system. And this is saying, I love you and I miss you already. And you're out of bed. Yeah.
Tear.
Yeah, because we like to cuddle when we're in the bed. And then when the person is gone, we either wake up instantly when we try this. Even if you sneak out of the bed and notice that he or she becomes restless. Right? And especially for the male species, this is really important because the male species, we're really smelling your DNA, right? Because, you know, this is from a primitive standpoint, too, as well, is, you know, the male is always smelling that female, right? Any living, breathing creature, so a canine, a dog, or, you know, animal, I mean, you know, well, of course, it's an animal, but any living, breathing creature, you know, male species, you will find them smelling the female. So you will find him gravitating to her pillow and to her side. And that's also saying, you know, I love you. I miss you. Don't go.
I grab my husband's pillow when he's not there.
Well, see, that's it. That's exactly it. You're smelling that DNA, the immune system that's on the pillowcase. And that's what you do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes if he's out of town, I'll spray his cologne, but that's a whole nother story for another show. So it is, you said when couples leave the room, pay attention because, you know, the person may, if you notice that they gravitate towards your side of the bed or where you were lying, that it could perhaps mean that they are missing you or they're smelling your, you know, your scent, your DNA, your immune system, I think is how you phrased it. But it's a sign of I miss you already. Just love that little phrase. Raya, we're going to have to take a quick pause for the call. We're going to take a little station identification and we'll come back and we'll close out with one, maybe 2 points, but one for sure. We want to let you know you're listening to OMG, the Mari Gale Radio Show. Mari Gale, your host, my special guest today is none other than Dr. Rael Sims. And we are under the umbrella of Up to Me Radio. What does that mean? That's who actually broadcast our show. We all have Up to Me magazine, and we are available via podcast on Google Play, iTunes, as well as the Stitcher app. And you can set any of those particular apps, iTunes for sure, and we'll inform you when my show is available or other shows that are underneath the umbrella of Up to Me Radio. All you have to do is search Up to Me Radio on one of those apps and then OMG for my show, and you can check out our other shows on uptomeradio.com. We'll be right back after this special announcement to close this out with Brother Rael. Stay tuned.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to OMG. I'm your host, Mara Gale, and my special guest tonight for our Relationship Chat monthly segment called Keeping It Real with Rael is Dr. Rael Sims. And, of course, our topic tonight is about body language. And we were sharing the five things, he was sharing the five things to know if he or she is really into you. And if you're out there and you have a question or a comment for us, please feel free to dial in at 347-324-5246. Press the number 1, and we'll welcome you into the queue. So, Rael, what else would you like to share with our audience so that we are more aware of when someone is really into us or not?
I visceral nerve. This nerve is in our neck, and which are equipped to reflect emotions. And it's a tilt that we use when someone's talking to us, right? Mm-hmm. And that tilt is also saying that I'm always interested in what you're saying. I love what you're saying. And we also use it as a flirtation mechanism as well. When we want to kiss someone, the first thing we do is what? Tilt.
Tilt that head.
We tilt the head.
Yes, you do.
So when we're listening and you're watching, I'm telling you, some of these things are going to be so scary to you because you're going to be talking and you're like, oh, my God, this is my boss. He is tilting his head. But no, he just made you say I'm interested in what you're trying to pitch to me. You might be pitching a good idea, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's a good idea, you know. So, again, remember when I said you have to be mindful in the context of, you know, the world around you. Like right now we're talking about something in a meeting and you just have to be mindful is that, okay, he's doing this because I think he likes what I'm saying as far as this idea, you know, and not necessarily maybe liking me, but then it could be. But when we are not in that environment, right, then most likely this person is actually saying in nonverbal that I like you and I'm interested in you and or I still like you, you know, and I'm still interested in you, right? And,
gotcha.
So it's really now remind when we get close to the end because there's one major one that's really important that's really, really very important. And
well, we are about there. Why don't you go ahead and drop your big one, and then
now,
you know, I may have some questions about it, or we may have some callers that may have some questions about it.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Okay. Before I get to the big one real small one. A smile. Really look at
a
person and understand. And understand that person's real smile. And so this is something that's really cool. Because you could really say a joke or something or two. This is to try to get to know this person and to know what's a real smile and what's a non-real smile, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can get into that, but we just don't have the time to just be able to tell. But pay attention to the eyes. And in a genuine, a real smile, they tend to be wrinkled more tightly. You know, look at the areas of the eyes on the outside
mm-hmm.
of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you see those real wrinkles, right,
mm-hmm.
then you know that's a real one, right? But otherwise, people are forcing, you know, the eyes, right? And when it's a forced smile, but you know what? We pretty much know a fake smile. We could say it to a person. We're like, oh, that's not real.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So a real smile, when you haven't seen that significant other, like maybe you was on the date that one time and now you're seeing them the next day, right?
Yeah.
Look and see for that genuine smile that person's really have a nice smile because instantly, without you doing it naturally, instantly you're going to pick up that smile and it's going to make you feel good. It's going to actually trigger your pleasure center part of the brain, the caudate nucleus, the nucleus accumbens part, and you will release serotonin, which is going to make you feel good just from that person's smile. And you know that person is really looking at you going, oh, I really missed you, and I know I saw you yesterday, you know, and I'm so happy to see you today, you know.
Oh,
Yeah.
Special. I love it.
Yeah.
My sweetie, his eyes go around the creases when he sees me. And I know mine do because I actually have 1.5 dimples. But when I see him, both of my dimples show up. So I know I'm going to be happy. We're going to move it. We're not talking about me tonight. We're talking in general body language. 5 things to know if he or she is really into you. So drum roll. Why don't you drop that last one on us so that we can find out what that doozy is? Let me back though. For those that are just tuning in, we want to let you know, Dr. Rael first started off with, you know, you can check out their feet. You know, if one's really happy, not the size of their shoe. We're talking their feet being lifted off the ground, pointed towards you, or pointed towards the door, which generally could mean they're ready to head out the door instead of have this conversation with you. We also went into they want to touch you during a conversation, not inappropriately, but they may, you know, caress your hand or your arm or touch your shoulder or something like that. And as a woman, I co-signed on that check all day long and said, yeah, because when I'm excited about something, I'm running over to my girlfriend saying, hey, did you hear? Because he says it reiterates the passion that you feel. You want to transfer that passion. Like, girl trip, I am just doing a little plug. Girl trip, I really wanted everybody that I knew that were my good friends to go and see it. And if I were around them, I'm like, you got to see it. And I'm touching their arm or shaking them or something, not to hurt them. Then also mirror. You talked about mirroring things, how they may rub something. If someone's rubbing the top of a glass, someone else may do the same. Or perhaps, you know, the napkin or the tablecloth or something, they may rub something to mirror. And sometimes when a person is really in sync as in a relationship, they may actually walk on the same foot, or they may walk at the same pace, or they may, if it's a negative, you know, not so synced up relationship, you can also see the opposite, where they're out of sync when they're walking or out of sync when they're sitting or standing or moving about. And then you also talked about palms being up. If we did a handshake for that whole mirror thing, if the palms are up and they turn, kind of turn your hand and put the hand on top, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. When they turn your hand and they put their hand on top, it always feels like, oh, wow, that's a really nice move. Well, he's saying when someone turns their hand up, even when they're both up, it could possibly mean that they want you to listen to them, to hear them. So up is a good thing, ladies, up, just like your stock is up, just like your paycheck is up. Those kinds of things mean up. That's good. You look up to the heavens from which your help comes. That's a God and a good thing. And then also talked about couples leaving the bed when one person leaves the bed or the room, how the other person that's left in the bed would possibly gravitate to the person's, to their spouse when they're leaving, to that their side of the bed. And I referenced that I'll grab my honey's pillow and I'll just kind of hold it tight. And then he also talked about the head tilt. I didn't catch the name of the nerve, ventricle?
Yes.
Which nerve? Okay. And so it's a head tilt. And, you know, when we go to kiss, you know, somebody's got to go left, somebody's got to go right. Otherwise, you're kissing, you're smacking. No, that's not a villain. And quite do you what it needs to do. So you got to tilt up or tilt the right. You pick sides usually. And then last, before we get to the biggest one, you talked about smiles, how Tyra Banks called it. Talked about when you smile for real, when it's sincere and genuine, that there will be crinkles around your eyes. You know, there'll be something to visibly show that this is a genuine and a real smile. So keep all of those things in mind, because he also mentioned that that's, you know, how that serotonin kind of, you know, makes the person feel good. So those are my little snippet summary update. So why don't you share with us one of the biggest things that a person can tell in someone's body language to know if he or she is really into you, Rael? Oh, and before you do, let me just remind our callers, 347-324-5246. If you want to give a comment or ask a question, press 1. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Rael.
Yeah. Now, this is a tricky one, though, but it's something that you just cannot hide at all. Although I said people can have a poker face but not a poker body, well, people cannot have a poker eye. If you notice when you see poker players wearing sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
it's It's really because they know that they cannot control the I. And this is something that you also can use in the corporate setting too as well. So remember when I said if you're going to pitch an idea with your boss, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's really cool. So like if you're on that date and you're in normal light, remember our pupils close really tight to protect our eyes from bright light and from the sun. So you can actually test this. You can go in a mirror, get a flashlight, and put the light on your eyes and watch your pupils actually close. It's totally amazing. Totally amazing. Now, back
so if
in the
you
day,
put the light on your eyes, the pupils will get smaller or close, you're saying?
Yeah, they will get smaller. They will close, and it's really amazing. And it's kind of scary because you'll actually see it doing it on its own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Involuntary response.
Okay.
And then you move the light away from your eyes, and you'll notice how much it would open according to the light that's in your eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in normal light and you look at someone's eyes, now I know, unfortunately, the darker the eyes, the harder it may find, right? And
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you another one the next time we come on, right?
Okay.
But be mindful to it. The more mindful you are, the more attention you will start looking in people's eyes. And what happens is that even how dark the eyes are, your brain will train your eyes to look at darker eyes and to be able to tell too as well. But you have to be mindful of it and do it often, okay?
Okay.
So what happens is when somebody likes you, that their pupils will open very wide.
Mm.
If they don't like you, they will close real tight as if bright light is shining in their eyes, as if
really?
The sun is shining in their eyes.
But couldn't that just be my bright, bubbly, sunshiny personality? Just joking. So if they're really into you, you're
yeah.
saying that their eyes, their pupils get a little wider.
Yes.
And then if they're
they
not,
will get wider than normal.
Wider
and
than normal.
Mm-hmm. And if
then
they're
if
not,
not, the pupil gets smaller as if when light's on them, almost like it's too bright, or I have to close because I really don't want to see what I'm seeing or see you in my view. I don't know a better way to put it. You're hurting my eyes
yes.
so much so
well,
I want to
what?
Close
yes.
them while I'm standing here in front of you. Oh, that's an ouch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this could also tell, like, you know, you see your ex and you go, oh my God, she or he does not like me anymore. You know, and you know it's over, and you really look in the eyes because you cannot, there's nothing you can do. It's an involuntary response. It's nothing you can do to control that. That is not something a human being can be in control of, you know, because it works as, you know, everything that you see in technology, they actually get that technology from our bodies. Everything that you see in technology, they mimic that technology from our bodies. So it's the same thing when your cell phone, when you have your cell phone on auto display
mm-hmm.
and you know when you go in light, then you could look at your screen and it would automatically change the lighting so you could see your phone, right?
Yeah.
When you go in dark, it changed. Well, they got that. From the same thing. They got that from our visual cortex and how our eyes actually works. And that's actually coming from the visual cortex. Yeah.
Wow. Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
And it's
well,
scary when you are mindful of it, because when you're so mindful of it, where now you are conditioned to look for that, you know, when you're talking, you know that if you're wasting your time with this person and move on, and it's happened to me plenty of times. I know when I'm talking. I mean, well, you know, people love what I say, but but I know. You know,
yeah, we do. We really like what you say so much. We created a segment in our monthly, in our weekly radio show called Keeping It Real with Rael. And Rael, because I could listen to you for the rest of this evening on this show, it just dawned on me, we have less than 5 minutes to wrap up the show and do an extra, my theme song. So I'd like to take an opportunity to thank you for once
again
dropping wonderful words of wisdom and nuggets. I just had somebody message me on Facebook saying that it was Mike Fitzpatrick. He's also a singer that I follow, but he said that he knew about the pupils, but there were some other things that he was learning about. So that's just awesome. They're tuning in and leaning in and listening. And, of course, that's always an exciting part. He didn't know about some of the other signs, so he thanked you for enlightening him, brother.
Oh, yes.
So I wanted to say thank you, and I also want to invite you to share your handle with our listeners so that they can follow you on social media or go to your website. Did you launch the new website, or you're still tweaking that?
The new one is up too as well. But, you know, we're still adding new things to it, trying to do everything. And you can find it either Dr. Rael Sims, the relationship sciences .com, and you can also find me on Facebook, the relationship sciences Rael.
Excellent.
R-Y-E-A-L.
There you go, R-Y-E-A-L, you heard it here. So, you guys, I'm Mara Gale, your host of OMG, the old Mara Gale radio show. I hope you look forward to tuning in every single Thursday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to be on a little hiatus, not completely. That means you can tune in to our podcast, which will be running every single week. You can catch those on iTunes, the Stitcher app, as well as Google Play. All you have to do is search Up To Me Radio. That's Up the number 2 and Radio. After that, you look for OMG or whichever one of the Up To Me Radio shows you're interested in listening to, and you can tune in to our weekly podcast. I'm so grateful that you tuned in tonight. You can reach me on social media at Mara Gale. That's M-A-U-R-A-G-A-L-E on IG, Twitter, YouTube. And then my website is MaraGale.com. And on Facebook, you just have to double the fun, Mara Gale, Mara Gale. Thank you so much. Enjoy our music as we end the show. And remember, tune in, lean in, and listen up. And life is about sharing your experiences with others. That's how you grow. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. And remember, Jesus loves you. So do I. Thanks again, Rael.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Oh.